This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Democrat Tom Suozzi of New York won a special election yesterday. He'll replace ousted Congressman George Santos. Suozzi told supporters at his victory rally last night, Americans want lawmakers to govern.
Let's send a message to our friends running the Congress these days. Stop running around for Trump and start running the country.
Suozzi's victory leaves Republicans in the House with just a two-vote majority. The House has impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, but as NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, despite the historic move, the effort is not likely to succeed in the Senate.
House members voted along party lines to impeach Mayorkas for, quote, willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law in enforcing border policy and breaching public trust in making alleged false statements. Mayorkas is the first cabinet member to be impeached since 1876. The House's successful impeachment vote comes a week after another failed vote on the measure. Three Republicans joined a unanimous Democratic caucus to block the effort, this time thanks to the return of Representative Steve Scalise after an absence to treat blood cancer. They were able to overcome the opposition to pass the impeachment measure. However, it is unlikely that he will be convicted in the Senate or removed from office. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News.
Officials from the U.S., Israel, Qatar, and Egypt have ended their talks in Cairo with no reported breakthrough. They had been seeking another pause in fighting in Gaza. The talks were also focused on releasing hostages held by Hamas. The Israeli military says Hezbollah militants in Lebanon fired deep into Israel today. The attack killed one Israeli and left others injured. The Israeli military says it has responded with extensive strikes in Lebanon. A refugee from Gaza, whose family was displaced from his home in Gaza City, has been crafting inventions to improve his community and his family's lives. NPR's Anas Baba reports from a refugee camp in Rafah.
People in Hossam al-Attar's refugee camp have nicknamed him Newton of Gaza. That's because of the 15-year-old, innovative spirit and love of discovery. He always has a project on the go, creating something from simple materials. When his family was displaced, the area was dark and there was no power in their shelter. So Al-Attar built some small windmills to generate electricity and bring light for his family. And instead of school books, you can find that Hossam's backpack is filled with electric wires, tools, and small plugs. He said his neighbors would call him to fix things back in Gaza City. His dream, as he says, is to light up the whole refugee camp one day.
NPR's Anas Baba reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 50 points. The Nasdaq is up 110. You're listening to NPR News. Today is the sixth anniversary of the mass shooting at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. A gunman shot and killed 17 people there and wounded 17 others. The school building where the shootings occurred will soon be demolished. Danielle Gilbert was a student in the building when the attack occurred.
It also is a reminder of what I overcame, and it's a reminder that I did survive and I did leave that building alive.
The building's demolition is scheduled for this summer. The price of cocoa was setting records before this Valentine's Day. The cost of this key ingredient in chocolate has broken a 47-year record high. NPR's Alina Selyuk has more.
Cocoa prices have more than doubled in the past year and have hovered near record high for about a week. The reason is extreme weather in West Africa, where farmers grow roughly two-thirds of the world's cocoa. Their crops have faced massive rain and floods. The dry season with high winds, pests and diseases, the harvests have been decimated for the third season in a row. Chocolate manufacturers have been raising prices to offset new costs and have signaled more price hikes could come later this year. Some shoppers say they have started switching to cheaper chocolate or buying a little less. But this Valentine's Day, forecasts say each shopper on average will spend more than they did in the past 5 years. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
The National Weather Service says two Pacific storms are aiming at much of the West Coast. These two storms will affect the region throughout this coming weekend. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.